This is Peyton Tochterman, and my guest today in the WTJU Charlottesville studio is multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and singer, and producer David Bromberg. During the 1960s, he attended Columbia University and immersed himself into the vibrant Greenwich Village folk scene. There he studied with legendary blues guitarist Reverend Gary Davis. He has recorded 17 of his own records, has played on hundreds of other recordings with the likes of Bob Dylan, John Prine, Carly Simon, The Eagles, Willie Nelson, Vassar Clemens, Yvonne Helm, Tim O'Brien, Jerry Jeff Walker, and many, many others. In 1980, despite a flourishing music career, Bromberg decided to stop playing live music and moved to Chicago to study violin making at the Kenneth Warren School. He currently resides in Wilmington, Delaware with his wife, where they run a violin sales shop. He returned to the recording studio in 2007 and released Grammy-nominated Try Me One More Time, and his most recent album on Appleseed Records is produced by legendary producer Larry Campbell and is entitled Only Slightly Mad. Mr. Bromberg, I'm honored that you have taken the time to join us here at TJU this afternoon. Welcome to Charlottesville.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. So enough with the formal stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a strange question for you. What is it that makes you only slightly mad?
It's a lyric to a song that's on my new CD. When I started to do the CD, I asked Larry Campbell to produce it. He had produced a track with me and Levon on my previous one, and that track had been a Chicago-style blues tune that I wrote, and I asked him to produce a whole album of Chicago-style blues, and he said he'd rather do an old-fashioned David Bromberg album, which meant everything, including the kitchen sink, all styles, all genres, well, not all in the world, but all the ones I like. And that's what we did, and this particular CD includes a song out of a genre I've never touched before. That's a line from this old English drinking song that I wrote. And right. I couldn't believe I'd written it either. And the song's called The Strongest Man Alive, and it talks about the mental anguish is the worst of all the pain I've had. Where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad. And that's more.
Well, you mentioned there that you ended up doing a record of all different styles because Larry Campbell wanted to do a record of your music. Are you a blues musician, a folk musician, a singer-songwriter, a jazz guy? Or do any of these delineations matter to you at all?
No one will accept me because I never swore allegiance.
Good,
and if you don't swear allegiance, then they don't care how deep your knowledge is.
Yeah.
You know, if you play any of that other stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to play a song for us?
Okay.
Yeah. What did you're solo now, but you're with your
I have
quintet.
Tonight
at the Jefferson Theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'll play you one from Sound Try Me One More Time. I ride a mail train, baby. Can't buy a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning out the windowsill. Yes, and if I die, at the top of the hill. Yeah, and if I don't make it, I know my baby will. Now don't the moon look good shining through the trees? And don't the brakeman look good flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good setting over the seas? And don't my gal look fine coming after me? Now the winter time's coming, windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I want to be your lover, baby, don't want to be your boss. Just don't say I never warned you. If your train get lost.
My guest today on WTJU Charlottesville is David Bromberg. This is Peyton Tochterman, and you're listening to a very special presentation of Folk and Beyond. Man, that is some incredible, incredible playing. Did you start playing the blues? You grew up in Tarrytown, New York?
Yeah.
Did you start playing the blues back then? Or
I always loved it, yeah.
Is it from listen to the radio? How did you hear it?
My brother had a classmate whose father had a fantastic collection of blues 78s, and I used to go there on weekends, and they allowed me to tape them. And so I learned a lot there. And then later, when I was going to college, I ran into Reverend Gary Davis, who sang only gospel, but the guitar techniques are similar, and there was only one guitar player who you could even begin to compare with him. So I learned as much as I could from Reverend Gary Davis.
Yeah, and that was when you were in college in Columbia.
Yeah.
So you lived in Tarrytown, then in New York City. You moved to Chicago. You said in the car over here, Northern California.
Yeah.
And all those, did all those places have an effect on you and your music specifically?
Damned if I know. You know, I mean, I really, New York was great. I loved living in New York. And when I was in New York, I mean, it must have, because I used to, anytime I would go through Times Square on the subway, in the Times Square subway station, right next to the shuttle between Times Square and Grand Central, there was a record shop, and I used to buy B.B. King records there for a buck. on the Custom label and the Kent label. And man, I learned an awful lot from those records. So, and I played with some great musicians in New York.
Yeah. Well, you're playing solo here in the studio with us, and you're playing with your quintet tonight at the Jefferson Theater at 8 p.m. Do you prepare for solo shows differently, or maybe not prepare, but is the way you go about it different when you're playing with your quintet for a live show rather than playing solo?
Not much. I mean, I do something. My name came out, you know, the first records I played on were, I actually played electric guitar, not acoustic guitar, and they were some rock and roll records. Mm-hmm. And in those days, on those records, they did not credit Sidemen. Mm-hmm. So the first records that sold any copies that my name appeared on were probably when I was Jerry Jeff Walker's band. And I learned a lot from Jerry Jeff. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing I took from him is he never used to plan a set. Neither do I. Mm-hmm. I never have any idea what I'm going to do beyond the first tune.
That's great. What is it about performing that makes you want to do it? What's the need to tour and perform?
It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to play with some great musicians. Yeah. The guys in the band are... They're pretty fierce.
Yeah. Well, you're playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater at 8 p.m. You want to do another song for us?
Okay.
I can sit here and ask you more questions if you want.
I'm trying to think of what I'm going to play. I usually tell people that we don't get paid for playing. We get paid for getting there. That's the real work.
You guys own you and your wife have a violin shop in Delaware, is that correct?
Right.
Okay, I have to ask this question because a friend of mine plays the fiddle, and she's always said that French bows are the ones they're the ones. Why? What's the difference between a French bow, a European bow, or a American bow?
Well, there's a whole tradition of French bow making, and the French makers had a process of making that they all followed. Mm-hmm. That the German bow makers had a different process. The English bow makers had a different process. Most of the American bow makers try and make in the French style because those bows are the finest.
They are.
It's kind of... the best bow maker who ever lived was a guy named Francois Tourte. Some people call him the Stradivarius of the bow. His bows were extraordinary. And, you know, people consider Italian violins to be the best since Stradivarius and Guarnerius and Amati were all mm-hmm. Italian. And they, you know, since the greatest bow makers were French, then they consider those to be. But it doesn't really... necessarily apply all the way down the scale.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. She'll appreciate it too. But okay, tonight at the Jefferson Theater, 8 p.m., let's hear another song.
You know, I woke up this morning and the hour was just about 4. You should have heard my woman crying. Oh, Daddy, please don't go. I said, I hate to leave you, sweet mama, but the Lord knows I got to go. I've had these blues so long, I swear it's made my poor heart sore. And those blues are bad, you know. The blues jumped up on the devil. Run the devil out a solid mile. The devil, he sat down, commenced to cry like a newborn child. Sound like this. He went, You know, I got a Monday woman. She works around on 4th and Main. I got a Tuesday woman, bring me all her change. I got a Wednesday woman, she buys me whiskey and beer. I got a Thursday woman, she'd raise hell if she knew I was hanging out here. I got a Friday woman, and she know how to do a man right. I got a Saturday woman, I declare, won't let me sleep a wink all night. I got a Sunday woman, and she watches over me while I sleep. I guess you know by now, I got a gal for every day of the week. You know, I got about 42 women, I mean, in this neighborhood. Yeah, but about 35 are married, and the rest of them ain't no doggone good. I got, altogether, I got 97 women, and all I want is just one more. Oh, if number 98 please me, I might let the other 97 go. Now, if you got your two women, Peyton, you better get your five. Yeah, because one might quit you, Lord knows, and three more might die. But some of these Cadillac women run around here. Ain't nothing but T-Model 4. I mean, they got the shape all right, but they can't handle these heavy loads. I met this little gypsy, oh, in a fortune-telling place. Oh, first she read my mind, and then she slapped my face. I got a New Jersey woman, and she's the best of all. I'll tell you why I love that woman. She can really do the Jersey crawl.
Oh, that's great. That is great. What's your wife think of that song? She like that one?
Yeah.
She does. That's right.
She's from New Jersey.
The Jersey Crawl. Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. All right. So, okay. So it's 1970, Wednesday the 26th of August. You're in Great Britain performing for 600,000 people at the Isle of Wight Festival. You step up and play what has now become a pretty legendary set of solo music. Just tell us about being on that stage and that day and that set.
Well, the way it happened, I was at the Isle of Wight Festival in order to accompany a singer named Rosalie Sorrells. And Rosalie's thing is a very intimate thing. And this was 600,000 people. But on top of that, most of them had gotten in free. They'd knocked down the fences. That's why it was the last Isle of Wight Festival for decades. So they were in there free, and an audience that doesn't pay is the hardest audience to satisfy. And this particular crowd booed a lot of very good artists off the stage. Rosalie and I followed Kris Kristofferson, and he wasn't booed off the stage, but it was a little touch and go at a point. And as I said, Rosalie's thing is an intimate thing, so she was in the set, and she asked me to do a song that I used to do, this long thing. And she never before or after asked me to do a song in her set, but it was probably smart because I did this tune, the crowd liked it, and they permitted her to finish her set, and they were okay with it. And when I came off stage, the promoters approached me and asked me to come back at dusk. And at the time, I was too green to know that that's the very best time to perform at an outdoor festival. Because at that point, light only comes from the stage, but people are not quite blown out on too much music yet. And the crowd remembered me. They liked me. And before I went on, I asked the guy, how many songs should I do? And he said, do an hour. And I had never done an hour in my life. But I did an hour, and I got two or three encores. It was amazing. Oh, I mean, but you have to understand, there was no press there. It was just me and 600,000 people. It was very intimate.
Very intimate with 600,000 people. Oh, man, that's incredible. It's become a pretty legendary set. And that was sort of the beginning of you really getting out there and playing a lot, wasn't it?
Pretty well. It helped me get a recording contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the peculiar thing about it is I've had people come up to me and say that they were at shows of mine where there were only six people in the audience.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until two or three years ago that somebody finally came up and told me he was at the Isle of Wight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you took 22 years off of touring.
Yep.
And recording.
Yep.
And you're back now.
Pretty much. I did some shows in that time, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. But you're back now. I guess 2008, you went back into the studio, and then you've been touring. What's changed? What's changed with you, with the business, the touring? Has it?
I think it's harder for people who are starting these days. I was lucky. Some people remembered my shows and they liked them enough to come, you know, and buy the CDs and come to the shows. Mm-hmm. The live shows are the thing. People, if you have any inkling to come with a band, it's a lot more power.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some pretty good response to the shows.
Yeah.
So in a lot of ways it's similar.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you can, Charlottesville, you can come out and see David Bromberg tonight at the Jefferson Theater at 8 PM and tickets are on sale. And we'd love to see you down there.
There's a guy named Peyton opening up the show.
That is correct. And I'm very excited. It's going to be a heck of a night. I'm very honored that you came into the studio. I'm very honored that they asked me to do the interview, and it's going to be a fun night. So
it
thanks.
It should be a fun night.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And, you want to take us out with one more song give us a little taste of what people are going to hear tonight?
Well, I just thought of one.
All right. Well, I noticed on the first song, too, you played without thumb picks, and then you added them.
Yeah.
A different style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't be doing very many tunes all by myself tonight, but... Turn your lamp down low. I'm crying, wake up, mama, and turn your lamp down low. Now, how did you work up the nerve to turn me away from your door? You're mighty mean, Wong. Treat me this way. You know it's cold to treat your daddy this way. And when I leave town this time, baby, you best believe this time I'm going away to stay. You know I once loved a woman. She was the sweetest thing you've ever seen. I had the love of a woman, the sweetest thing I've ever seen. She treated me like I was a king, Lord, and like she was a doggone queen. Mama let me run round reckless. My daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. Mama read me Run Round Reckless. My daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. Hey, I know I'm not good looking, but I swear I must be some sweet woman's angel child. Say it, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going to the country. Mama, do you want to go? I might bring along a baby, and I might bring along one or two more. Or big H of the Savannah, Lord, it would not stop. You should have seen the cub farmer when he got the boiler. Come on, reach over, Mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. I want you to know right now, I got the Statesboro blues. When now the church bell's ringing, the secretary's singing, the preacher's preaching, can't you hear the sisters shouting, the children are up in the pulpit trying to learn that song. And that low-down, dirty deacon up and got my girl and gone. Oh, give me back the hat, I bought you the big umbrella, give me back the shoes, I want the dress and all. If you don't love your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back the wig I bought you and let your damn head go bald. I done the more for your woman away last winter. I suffered through the summer and I scuffled through the fall. I done more for you, Mama, than God in heaven ever done. Hey, I put hair on your head and you know that he never give you none. Well, she wouldn't bring me no breakfast, wouldn't give me no dinner. She spoiled my supper, she threw it outdoors. I think the woman was trying to tell me to go. She had the nerve to ask me if a matchbox will hold my clothes. I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. Lord, I'm never getting up on no tipple. I promise the good Lord, I never would dig no coal. I'm gonna hang around Charlottesville, try and find myself some jelly roll. I'm saying, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, tell your mama, tell your papa, everyone you know, I swear I'm going to the country. Mama, do you wanna go? I might bring you along, baby, I might bring along one or two more. Savannah, Lord, would not stop. You should have seen her called Farmer when he got the boiler hot. Come on, reach over, Mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. I want you to know right now, I want you all to understand, I got the Statesboro. I want you to know I got the Statesboro blues.
Man, oh man, that was great. Thank you so much for taking time to come over here, and we can see you tonight at the Jefferson Theater at 8 p.m. Very much appreciate you coming to Charlottesville, and I'm, you know, everybody out there in Radio Land, tell your sister, tell your mama, tell your papa that there's going to be one hell of a show tonight, Mr. David Bromberg. And is there anything you'd like to hear off of Only Slightly Mad on the way out? Is there any song on there that you can...
Why don't you play the first track? It's pretty strong.
All right, great. And my guest today again is David Bromberg, legendary multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and singer. And real quick, when we walked in here, John Hartford was on the radio, and you told me that you produced Hartford's Aeroplane.
Yes.
That is that's just an incredible feat. That's one of the great records, and it was 13 years ago yesterday that he passed away, and And you were saying he was just a remarkable guy. You have a pretty good bluegrass history then with producing, or?
Well, I produced Aeroplane, which I guess was
sort of
Newgrass, yeah. maybe the first.
Right.
And I played guitar on Mike Aldridge's first three records. There's a few other things.
You've played with a lot of folks, yeah. Man, a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for coming, and you can see Mr. Bromberg perform tonight with his quintet at the Jefferson Theater at 8 p.m., and this is Peyton Tochterman, and you've been listening to a very special presentation of Folk and Beyond. Thanks so much for coming in and hanging out, and I very much appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.